Blog Talk Radio.
We have come into this house, gathered in his name to worship him. We have come to this house, gathered in his name.
Come on, say it.
We have come,
yes,
gathered to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, world, thank you, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Say it one more time. We've come into this house.
We have come.
Glory. Gathered in his name to worship him. Is that why you've come this morning? Come on, say it.
We have come.
Come on, say it.
To worship.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
We have come.
Come on.
Gathered all to worship Christ our Lord. Oh, word. Oh, yeah, Christ.
Come on.
So forget about yourself this morning. So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Said from his spirit. So forget about yourself this morning.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship him. Bless your name, God. So forget about yourself. Come on.
So forget.
Concentrate on him. And worship and worship and worship and worship. Hallelujah. Oh, worship him. Christ, come on, Christ. Let us lift up holy hands.
Let
magnify his name and worship him.
Let us lift up holy hands this morning. Hallelujah.
Magnify his name and worship him.
Come on, worship him.
Christ, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Come on, say, somebody say, worship him. Hallelujah.
Christ.
Anybody know he's worthy to be praised? Worship him this morning. Worship.
Christ
our Lord. From the rising of the sun unto the setting of the same, his name is worthy to be praised. Come on and worship him.
Hallelujah.
Clap your hands in this place. Clap your hands, oh ye people. Shout out to God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And the church said, amen, amen, and amen. We'd like to say good morning and welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord, as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. His name is great, 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 and greatly to be praised. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. I'm your host on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford, bringing you greetings from the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries. We want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to all of our first-time listeners around the globe. Amen. We greet you in the name of the Lord. You have indeed come to the right place at the right time. Jesus Christ is here, and he is Lord. We invite you to have a seat at the breakfast table. Breakfast is about to be served. Amen. Glory be to God. We consider it the breakfast for champions. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Amen. This is a platform where we meet on 7 days a week. Amen. Lifting up the name of Jesus, and we're celebrating our 12th anniversary. Amen. Actually, January 1st. So when December 31st closes, amen, our 11 years will close, and we'll be stepping into year number 12. Amen. The year of government. 12 is the number for government. Amen. And we bless the Lord. All right, all right, all right. Amen. Hallelujah. We pray that everyone is excited this morning. Amen. I'm still high. Amen. On how the Lord met us. Amen. On our 5 a.m. service this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Hallelujah. Woo, God, my God, my God, my God. Talking about flowing, flowing with the no, flowing with the no, K-N-O-W. My God, sooky, sooky, baby. Hallelujah. I tell you, good. Good. The Lord is good. His word is good. The Lord and his word is one. And that word is good. That word is better than a good meal. And I've had some good meals in my life. I cook when I feel like it. I know people that know how to cook. I know restaurants to go to get the food. But I'm going to tell you right now, there is, amen, no meal better than the word of God. You forget all about the natural food when you're feasting, amen, in the spirit. And that's why fasting is so important. Oh, my God. And so we just want to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. We want to move forward today. Amen. We want to talk a little bit about Brother Cain. We want to talk a little bit about Brother Cain. Amen. Some of you might want to know a little bit of something already. Amen. So we just want to see what else the Lord wants to say and what revelation, what rhema the Lord wants to speak to us through the sister that's coming today. Amen. We want to thank God. Amen. For this minister. You know, I watch her life. She's been with us for a long time now. And one thing about her, we see her stretching. We talked about, amen, yesterday, amen. If you missed yesterday's was a real good teaching, amen. Glory be to God with our Minister Thurman, amen. And, you know, we allow the Lord to stretch us, you know what I mean? We can do something. And we see, amen, our minister, amen, that's coming forth today, how the Lord is stretching her, amen, and how, amen, you know, she's, you know how like you stretch a rubber band and you put it back, you stretch it, you put it back, amen, but we see her cooperating, we see, amen, her growth, her progress over years and allowing the Lord, amen, to just be God in her life, amen, submitting to the process, going through the process, growing through the process, and her desire. Her desire, Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Now she get in the fight. Amen. Hallelujah. She might come out for a little breather. She go back in again. Amen. She is indeed a warrior. She is a warrior. And so we want to thank God for her faith. So coming to us this morning to share with us, elaborate with on Brother Kane is our minister, Darlene Carr. Amen. Out of Philadelphia. We thank God for this woman of God. Amen. A mother, a grandmother. Amen. A servant, a friend. Amen. A lover of God. And definitely a friend to this ministry and to me. Amen. And so we thank God for her. Amen. So at this time, amen, I introduce to some and present to others our minister Carr, that she might come and share in her own way. Amen. God bless you, Minister Darlene. Are you there?
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning to you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Good to hear your voice this morning. Thank you for serving. And the floor is yours.
Amen. Good morning. Let's say good morning to everyone. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. And good morning, Holy Spirit. I would like to say welcome, welcome, Holy Spirit, into this place. I thank God for my lying down last night, my rising up this morning. I keep talking with God because this way of coming up is really new to me, and I am really enjoying the ride. But I'm just asking the Lord, you know, I just have to be settled now. It's time for me to be settled, you know, just after my bishop had passed away. So I'm just trying to figure out where the Lord has me at. And I found out this. I have to be settled. I can't be doing Simon here, Simon here. Simon's all over the place. He don't want me to get it that way because he's doing it. New thing in me. So I'm just saying, just bear with me because I went over here to Great Mount Pleasant Missionary Baptist Church, and I started doing work over there, picking up Simons over there. You know, they got me doing the word on John. So God was telling me, no, I have to be still. I even stayed, keep sitting underneath Pastor Bradford, getting the teaching this way, or over here at Greater Mount Pleasant Missionary Church, or go back to home where I started from. So I'm being obedient, and I'm going to follow the Holy Spirit. But I'm going to go ahead on this morning, and I'm going to go ahead and elaborate on Cain. And I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, I was talking to the Lord this morning, I think I came with Cain. I think I was supposed to move on. See, this is why he was telling me you got to be still. You're going over here, elaborating on the word with John the Baptist. But anyway, I'm just going to go ahead on, and I'm going to get in the word, but I'm Cain. Amen. See, Cain murdered Abel. Adam and Eve had a son. Then Eve said, I named him Cain because I got him with the help of the Lord. Later she had another son and named him Abel. Abel became a sheep, the farmer, but Cain farmed the land. One day Cain gave part of his harvest to the Lord, and Abel also gave an offering to the Lord. He killed the firstborn lamb gave an offering to the Lord. He killed the firstborn lamb from one of his sheep. and gave the Lord the best part of it. The Lord was pleased with Abel and his offering, but not with Cain and his offering. This made Cain so angry that he could not hide his feelings. The Lord said to Cain, "What's wrong with you? Why do you have such an angry look on your face? If you had done the right thing, you would be smiling. But you did the wrong thing, and now sin is waiting to attack you like a lion. Sin wants to destroy you, but don't let it." Cain said to his brother Abel, "Let's go for a walk." And when they were out in a field, Cain killed him. Afterward, the Lord asked Cain, "Where is Abel?" "How should I know?" he answered. "Am I supposed to look after my brother?" The Lord said, "Why have you done this terrible thing? You killed your own brother, and his blood flowing into the ground. Now, his blood is calling out for me to punish you. And so I put you under a curse because you killed Abel and made his blood run out of the ground. And you will be able, to farm the land again." You wouldn't be able to farm the land again. You know, with the story here with Cain and Abel, see, if he would have just did the right thing when he came to the Lord, see, because the Lord looked at our heart. And he see when you coming forward and you giving your best offering. So he didn't give his best of what he was doing. See, where that Abel, he was the sheep of the farm. So he took his best, and he gave his best unto the Lord. See, but Cain, with his harvest, he just gonna give. Not his best, but he could have gave his best, but he wanted to keep the best for himself. But his Abel, he said, "You know, I go ahead on. I give the best to the Lord." So he get jealous, you know, just like when you do things for the Lord. Like, I can't get angry because you getting promoted, because God gave us our promotion. And I just can't get jealous or buck up because Sister Bucky got, or Brother Big Lip, you know, God gave his promotion. So, you know, I can't get angry because if I just work at it and spend time with the Lord, he's no respectable person. So there's no need for me to get angry. Because God got, he was pleased with Betty's offering and my offering. I just want to hold back, get the promotion, because you're working so hard in God's word. You're taking time to fast and seek God's direction and his help on his journey going through this life. In other words, with Cain and Abel. See, Cain just got mad because Abel just gave his best offering to the Lord. And the Lord was truly pleased with it. And he didn't want to go kill his brother. And then he wants to hide it, like, am I really your keeper? Am I really supposed to be my brother's keeper? Yes. Yes. We are our sisters and brothers in Christ. We are each other's keeper. When you see that I'm falling short, or you see that where I'm backsliding or not doing the right thing, yes. Yes, you're supposed to just pull my coat. Let me know. But no, I'm just going to go head on and let you go ahead and bump your head. God is not pleased with that. Yes, you are. You are your brother. You are your sister keeper. You know, we are supposed to look out for one another. And also get out of this story here that when Cain had killed his brother. See, that is no right there. You wonder why all this here. Now he's underneath a condemnation sin. He's underneath sin. He put a curse on his own life because he let jealousy just rise up in him to kill his brother. And now his blood is crying from under the grounds. I mean, you think that you could kill somebody just like they doing it right here today. You know, you want to kill somebody and then you want to leave the scene. You really think that you're going to get away with that? I mean, the blood is going to cry out. It's crying out on earth. I mean, that's why but it's sin. Here we go again. Just the sin, the curse. The curse Cain had put himself underneath her because he shoved his brother. And then when God told him, he said, but the punishment was so great, he couldn't bear it now, but he did it, but he couldn't handle it. So he said, you will never be able to farm the land again. If you try to farm the land, it won't produce anything for you. Now, from now on, you'll be without a home, and you just spend the rest of your life wandering from place to place. That's the punishment. It's too hard for Cain. See, just like today, you know, when you do the sin, and now you come to yourself, trigger the enemy, that curse, and now you want to run. You're wandering from place to place and just surrender and say, you know what? I did it. Surrender. Give up. Lord, forgive me. What did I do? You know, jealousy. That's why we have to be careful when jealousy will have an art with anyone. You know, we got to hurry up and get that stuff off of us. We just have to get it off of us because it's not good. It'll take us to a place where that we don't want to go. See, and so, and he said, and you're going to make me leave my home and live far from you? I will have to wander about without a home, and just anyone could kill me. But no, God said, no, anybody else going to kill you. He didn't let nobody put their hands on you because you had to pay for your punishment. See, because if they do, the Lord answer anyone but to kill you will be the punishment 7 times worse than I am punished. Isn't it something? He said, no, the Lord answered. Anyone who kills you will be punished seven times worse than I am punished. You. So the Lord put a mark on Cain to warn everyone not to kill him. But Cain had to go far from the Lord and live in the land of wandering, which is east of Eden. It's something just like now. If you get out of this, guess this why this killing and everything is going on. Sin, because in the beginning, Adam and Eve, they sinned. See, the sin had already fell on them if they were to repent it. Right there when God was walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and he just called his name, stated him just coming forward, say, here I am, Lord. Well, what did you do? No, they go and hide. He didn't say, here I am, Lord. No, they went have sin already fell right there on Adam and Eve. Stated him just coming forward, yeah, I ate off this tree that I would know right from wrong. Yes, she gave me some of that. You told me not to. No, but they went and they hid themselves. They hid. Adam and Eve said, sin right there. And they were already married. Even though they were married, but they were disobedient. See, and the sin fell on when God gave them Cain, God allowed her to get pregnant. I got a son from God. She named him Cain. And then she came back. God gave her another son, Abel. See? And body was in sin in the beginning. The sin lied on Cain. Because he was the first man that he killed. He killed his brother. And this is going on today with all this he killed it. And that's why we just have to pray and ask with our offering, make sure that we give the right thing, that we live in right, that is pleasing unto God, not for man on iffy reason why you doing this. I'm doing this to, it's right, it's the right thing to do, so that God can be pleased with the way that I'm going. So I make sure that sin, that curse, even though we got to pray out some generation curses that lies in the family, but we could just pray it out and just make sure that sin just don't hit my seed. As long as we do the right thing that's pleasing unto God, it's something that when we could get jealous of our brother or our sisters, we got to be careful. We got to get that stuff off us quickly, because in the beginning, the sin was right here. Adam and Eve, they sinned. So we just had to make sure that we watch our treasure, our heart. Make sure that we stay pure and ask God to help us, because it's easy. Yeah, we say, yeah, I'm not angry. Yeah, we say, yeah, I'm not jealous. Yeah, okay. Soon such get promoted in the house of God, or got that position, you know, or speak better, or can talk better. Whatever, you know, jealousy will rise up. But we have to be real careful and just make sure that God just search me, Lord. Search my heart. Make sure that this sin just don't lie in me, and I know that this sin is in me. Please confess it and ask God, you know, clean me, get that out of me, because I don't want to be like Cain, come up against my brother and my sister and kill with my mouth with words, you know, hurtful words that, you know, that can kill a person's self-esteem, you know, that'll kill you, you know, and coming up, you know, in the household that I came up, you say things that can kill a person, self-esteem. I mean, you killed them, you did the same thing Cain did to Abel. So that's why we have to be careful, you know, that we watch the words and the way that we treat people what comes out of our mouth, because in the beginning it was just sin right there, and Cain sure killed Abel, and we can kill our brother or sister, but like I said, by the words that we say out of our mouth. Only thing about this, he killed them and shed their blood. You know, and I thank God that God is really, like, bringing me up this way, because I'm so anticipating and the change that he's doing in my life. And I love the way that I'm going now, because I will not go back into Egypt. I will not go back into sin. See, now I'm knowing. See, now I'm eating off the tree, which I knew right from wrong, but the right way of God. And I thank God that I'm coming up the right way that God had me to go now. See, when I was coming up, I came up the wrong way. See, we was eating off the wrong tree, you know. But even though she mama told us how to respect and all that stuff and your mannerism and all of that, but learning is God's way, you know, and I'm so grateful that I'm learning the right way how to eat off the tree of right and wrong. And just by learning by Abel and Cain and Adam and Eve and all this sin and going through the book, I'm learning how to eat off the right tree and not learning how to murder no one with my mouth, say things that can hurt, that can stain a person. You can say something and you can't take it back. You still got that blood on your hands. You know, I thank God for allowing me for sharing, and I'm still keep going through the Bible through the rest of the year and keep learning and learning the way that God has me to go. And I thank God for Pastor Bradford, really, for God using her to use us, especially someone like me, that who has a chance now to speak up, just to learn of God, and then you can really, like, elaborate on what is you getting out of it. Like I said, it's a new way for me. I thank God. I mean, if I could really kick my own self in the butt, I said my feet would reach back there. I'd kick myself, because why did I take so long to come this way? And when I was living like Cain, just going around here murdering people, you know, with your mouth, with the things that you say, the way you act, jealousy, all that stuff rise up. But I thank God today that I can eat off the tree that is right. I thank you, Pastor Bradford, for allowing me to share. I did what the Lord asked me to do. I hope it's pleasing into his eyesight. And I pray that the words of my mouth be acceptable in God's sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. In Jesus, I pray. Amen. Pastor Bradford, I give the floor back to you. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. Awesome job, Minister Darlene. Amen. It's amazing what we can do when we think we can't do it, when we allow God to do it through us. Amen. And you said so many powerful things. Amen. I don't even know if you realize what you said, but it was just a wonderful package. Amen. And with really bullets, golden bullets there. The main takeaway that you shared with us, for my takeaway, amen, when you talked about sin, amen, and you talked about that heart, amen, and Cain, amen, Cain's heart, his heart was destitute of love, amen, glory be to God, because his sacrifice had no love in it, amen. But then you said, amen, you said sin will take you to a place you don't want to go. Oh, God. That was huge. Amen. That jealousy, will take you to a place you don't want to go. That sin will take you to a place that you don't want to go. And I'm telling you, that was huge right there. Amen. Sharing part of your testimony. Amen. And a very thorough elaboration on Cain. Amen. Glory be to God here. He was the first human child. The first human child was a murderer. He was also the first murderer. Amen. Glory be to God. But that devil was a murderer too. Amen. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. And I'm telling you, if we don't get rid of that sin, amen, that murderer, Satan, amen, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, is going to take us to a place we don't want to go, just like you said. Amen. Because he's going to come. He's going to steal. Amen. He's going to kill and destroy. To destroy your future. Amen. Still, amen. Everything that Jesus has already given to you, I mean, he just comes to make a mess up. Amen. And we can see that, amen, in the life of Cain. Amen. So wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved. Amen. We can overcome this Cain syndrome. Amen. By accepting the love of God and just letting that love flow, letting that love flow out of us. Glory be to God. Walk in that love, grow in that love. Amen. Hallelujah. And I liked how Sister Darlene, you talk about how we just deal with the sin, just deal with it. Give that thing up to God. Don't let it cleave to you. You know, sin likes to cleave to you. Amen. I told everyone, amen, about the, I recommend, amen, that everyone buy the Hippocleen, amen, and take a bath and wash up with the Hippocleen. And the same thing that the doctors use, amen, when they go into the emergency rooms to make sure that their skin and everything is clean. And they said that this, they recommend this and other stuff like this because bacteria has a way of cleaving to your body. Well, sin does the same thing. It'll cleave to you. And Sister Darlene came to encourage us, beloved. Amen. Give that thing up. Give it up. You know it ain't right. You're wrestling with it. Give it up. Amen. This is just awesome, sister. It was really awesome. And you were right because we can really kill one another. You know, no, you didn't kill them with a knife or gun. But you killed their integrity. Going around talking about people, saying stuff, amen, you don't know if it's true or if it's not true. Why you got to say it? Because that's not kind. Love is kind. Even if it's true, don't mean you got to say it. You're spreading gossip. You're spreading rumor. Glory be, people don't like people, never met people, don't even like them. How can you not like somebody you never met? Because of what somebody else said. Why? Because they killed them. They murdered them with their tongue. See? All this is evil. All this is evil. Very thorough job. Very thorough job. But I'm going to be meditating on this today. Amen. Glory be to God. That sin will take you to a place that you really don't want to go. Amen. God bless you. And stay encouraged. And you're doing wonderful. You're doing wonderful. I would say, look, every time you get an opportunity to speak for the Lord, pray about it and just come on out just like you did. Just like you did. You can tell you wasn't struggling. You were just talking and the Holy Spirit was talking through you. And we heard. Amen. God bless you and have a good day.
Thank you. And you know what, Pastor? Amen. You know what? And I'm so grateful and I thank God for you. I mean, I don't take it lightly, and that how God, you know, that use you to use people that who've been wounded, somebody like me, when you come up in the household, when, because the way that certain words that you could not pronounce, how they laugh at you, say it again, steady correcting you, like Biscotti had a hard time in pronouncing. Something like that, say them correcting you, give you right pronunciation to help you say it right. They thought it was funny, you know, and they laugh at you. So I shut down and going to school and every day not speaking, not saying nothing, afraid. But going, learning the B-I-B-L-E, learning how to live all over again. and you and God just using you to have me to speak. Oh, my God, my God, my God. I say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you again.
And you're welcome, you're welcome, and you're welcome again. This is what apostles do. Amen. People, when they think about apostles, they think about, okay, they're out there, they're supposed to be building church, the church. But, beloved, we are the church. So if you're building the minds of God's people, you're building the church. If you're building the confidence of God's people, you're building the church. We so spiritual that we're missing it. Amen. You're welcome, my sister. I love you. Amen. Stay encouraged.
Thank
Amen.
You.
God bless you.
God bless.
Amen.
I don't care how old you is, too. I'm still learning.
Amen. That's right. We're going to be learning until that last day. Because no matter how much we know, we still don't know it all. No matter how much we know, we still haven't scratched the scratch of all that is to be learned. Only Jesus knows it all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God, and he gives us in part. We know in part. Because we can't handle the part we know. Amen. So we don't need no more than that. God bless you. All right, Saint. You're welcome. Wasn't that a beautiful elaboration? Amen. It was shared in love. It was shared in peace. And it was really beautiful. I got my takeaway. I hope you got yours. I hope you got yours. Maybe you better mortify your flesh to get rid of that sin. That sin is like cancer. That sin is like cancer. You hear what I'm saying? That's why God say lay aside the weight and the sin that keep tripping you up. He read about it in Hebrews. Why? Because that sin, like Minister Darlene said, if you don't check it, see, if you don't check it, it's going to check you. And that sin is going to take you to a place that you don't want to go. And I'm going to shut up on that because that's it. That's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. All right. Amen. Lord's willing, we'll be at the altar prayer today. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. If you're listening today and you need somebody to pray with you, you have a situation, you feel like you're in a hard place, or if you just want to be around some people that's praying, maybe you just don't want to talk, you just want to be in that atmosphere, amen, to touch and agree, we invite you to come and meet us at the prayer altar. We meet here 5 days a week at 12 o'clock noon sharp, Eastern Standard Time. Don't call in too late. If you call in too late, you know, because after the prayer warriors collect the prayer requests, they go into prayer. Try to call in at the top of the hour. Amen. We always acknowledge our visitors first. Amen. And then come back at 9 o'clock tonight. Amen. And let us pray with you. Amen. Let us pray for you. And let us watch God move. Amen. So we invite you to please do that. Amen. And that telephone number is 385-799-9729. And to God be praised. We're going to have a second number too that we're going to be sharing with all of our audience overseas in different countries. Okay, so we're working on that right now. So we have a number for you, so you will not have to pay outrageous fees to call in. All right. So God bless you. Amen. All right, saints. Amen. Hallelujah. It's going to be a good day. It's already a good day in the neighborhood. My God, my God, that was a rhema word for me, Sister Darlene. That was a rhema word. And that was a rhema word. I'm about to jump in the shower here and I'm going to be meditating on this one all day. Sin will take you to a place you don't want to go. That's a rhema word. That's a book. That's a movie. That's life. That's the truth. That's the truth. If you ain't say nothing else but that, you said a lot, but if you ain't said nothing else but that, I got my portion. You know, sometimes you go to the buffet and they got potatoes and collard greens and carrots, tossed salad and roast. They got all this at the buffet, but you say, I just want a little bit of this and a little bit of that. See, I got my meal today. I got my meal at the buffet. See, didn't need a whole lot. You don't need a whole lot when God is speaking. Sin will take you someplace you don't want to go. That's why the Bible says, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. You can conquer that sin if you want to. Because Cain had a choice. Oh, Cain had a choice. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But, amen, he didn't choose the right choice. He chose the wrong one. Hallelujah. We have a choice, too. Don't stop calling wrong right and right wrong. Stop calling black white and white black. Stop calling up down and down up, saints. Call it like a T.I. is. Evangelist Man, she went on to be with the Lord. Amen. I never forget the message she preached. I shared it with you guys before. Either you is or you ain't. You tis or you taint. Amen. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this word. We thank you for your daughter. Father God, blossoming, Father God, like a flower in a beautiful garden. Father God, she said she didn't grow up in the church. She didn't grow up in that Christian environment. She didn't grow up, Father God. She was out there in the world. But Father God, hallelujah, we want to say thank you. Hallelujah, Father God, hallelujah. Now she is greater than the world. Because you said, Father God, he that lives within us is greater, Father God, hallelujah, than he that lives in the world. So, Father God, we say thank you for her gifts coming out, the confidence in herself coming out. Father God, the confidence in you, her ability in you, grace and mercies in you. And we just want to say thank you. Continue to bless her, her family. Father God, and you said our gifts will make room for us. And Father God, thank you. I still see our sister teaching in the spirit. I see her in front of the classroom teaching the class. I see it. Hallelujah. And it shall come to pass. And it shall come to pass. In Jesus' name. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come at 12 and 9 o'clock tonight. Anoint them with your anointing, Father God. Keep them safe from danger, seen and unseen, every spirit of retaliation. Father God, protect them and their families as they stand in the gap as intercessors, Father God, in Jesus' name. Intercessors all around the world, Father, we say thank you for them. Those men, women, boys, and girls who pray publicly and privately in spirit and in truth for the needs of your people. Now we ask that you would bless them the same in Jesus' name. Father God, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. Continue to strengthen our sister Kathy. Father God, in the name of Jesus, she is recuperating, Father God, from her procedure. Oh, Father God, we say thank you for her testimony. Can't wait to hear it. Put her up on the line, Father God. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in our sister Aquanetta, the battles that she's fighting. Thank you for bringing her through, Father God. Our brother Tyrone Reed and his wife Rhonda, God, we want to say thank you that the devil's a liar. Father God, we take that battle down and declare that that him and his wife Rhonda have the victory, and Rhonda is healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. And everybody else on the line, Father, standing in the need of prayer, whatever the need is, you already know. We put this ministry under your blood, Father, every ministry partner and their families under the blood of Jesus. And we say thank you. Thank you for working it out like only you can work it out. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Accidents, incidents, calamities, premature death. Father, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling today. Father God, we will not cry. We will not suffer pain. We will not suffer loss. We say not so. And every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract is canceled and put under the blood of Jesus. It will not take root. It will not prosper. It will not come to pass. We will live and not die and declare the words of the Lord and walk in your love and walk in your favor and continue to confess our sins, Father, because if we don't, sin will take us someplace we don't want to go. Thank you. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling and present your faults for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. And the church said, amen, 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 amen. Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Amen. I love you. Thank you for allowing me to serve you today. And thank you again, Minister Darlene. Amen. Carr, that was awesome. Amen. That was really awesome. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Amen. Everybody have a wonderful, fantastic day. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless.
Ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of salvation to everyone. Oh, to everyone that receives.